for the morning to your Caesar. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord God. Good morning, Jesus. And good morning, Jaylon. Look, if you on here this morning, and if you were on here yesterday, you see, today follows yesterday. And I don't know how many of you know it, but God does things in order. And it's His own order. And some things you get because you got what you were supposed to get the day before, or the week before, or the month before, sometimes the year before. So this morning, I started this yesterday. And I guess the word I want to use is, first of all, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you see, during the kind of deliverance that I do, and speaking to the kinds of people that I speak to, sometimes it'll make you really tired. That's probably me too, because I'm one of these people, I just go, 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 and then I realize I'm tired and then I can't go anymore. But yesterday, it was such a pivotable day that the Holy Spirit said, well done, to me. The Holy Spirit said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And when the Holy Spirit said that, all I could do was just, I was so overcome by the presence of God, and I just couldn't do anything else. I just couldn't do anything else. I was just overcome. And a person called me on the phone. And I'm not talking to many people right now. But the Lord said, just listen. I said, I listen. As I listened to this lady talk, I knew her problem, or I should say I knew the solution to her problem right away. But the Lord said, I'm just telling you to listen. So I listened. I asked her to call me back, and after the prayer yesterday, I had a lot of people call, a lot. And the Lord said, you just listen. And when I listened to this person, I knew what their problem was. Or should I say, I knew the answer to their problem, the solution. And the Holy Spirit said, Now, isn't it better to know the answer to their problems than to know the problem? I said, yeah, that's great. We're in this window I keep telling you about, this window of time. And Jose bought me a Christmas present. Now, here at our house, this is just my own philosophy. We give you the presents before Christmas because you never know. You never know. And I've seen a lot of people die in the month of December. Just don't know how to overcome the devil. So Jose bought me this book because he knew I was interested in time. And I didn't really look at the book. I don't know if it's a scientific book or, but I know God had him buy me this book about time. And he said, I knew you were interested in that. And I found this. So then I said, okay. And the Lord said, don't worry about finishing that. You can finish it tomorrow morning. Now, number one, rarely does God give me something the day before and then tell me I could finish it tomorrow, unless it's something going to be really long. So when I was working on it, but I wasn't, it's been a long time. It has been a long time since the Lord has allowed me to minister on the seven spirits of God, or the sevenfold, the seven spirits of God, really. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, time. I said, okay. You see, I never teach anything, or I never minister anything that God hasn't given me an anointing to follow it. An anointing not just for me, but an anointing for the receiver. Because the anointing God gives you is generally not for you anyway. It's for the receivers. So if you're on here this morning, you're about to be blessed by God with a fresh anointing of the seven spirits of God. So it had been a long time since I taught it. As a matter of fact, I have not taught it in Dalton since I've been here. And I know God told me when I came here that he had told me it was an open heaven. But you see, what God further instructed me, he said, I could have sent you to Alaska. The open heaven is over you. I said, what? He said, yeah. Are you that dumb? I said, I must be. And I guess I need to stay that way. And I do. Some of you gonna receive this morning, and some of you not. But I'm going to teach it to you, and God is going to manifest this blessing this morning. If I were you, I'd take a little time and repent, make sure my vessel is clean, and that I could receive this. Because it really isn't you. Sometimes God will bless you and clean you up later. But this morning, that will be from the Holy Spirit, meaning in you, through you, by God. An impartation from heaven. I hope you can receive it this morning. And then what happened is that when I finally finished it this morning, I had received this notice from HP, because I have like wide printers that can print books. It said the model of your printer is over. We're not even making parts for it anymore. And I said, uh-oh, devil, I know you setting me up. And sure enough, my printer stuck. It stuck 6 times. I had to go in the back of it, pull the paper out, try to, you know. And I said, I prayed, I laid my hands on my printer. And I said, God, in the name of Jesus, this printer is going to work this morning. Because this printer has to work this morning. If this printer never works again, Lord Jesus, this printer got to work this morning. That's why I'm late. The Lord said, okay, if you can hear it printing out right now, this morning it's going to be my pleasure that God chose me. Like other people, I'm not the only one, but he chose me for the impartation of this gift via this computer, via the internet. And I am deeply, deeply, deeply humbled by it. You see, the way things work with God, now understand this, I don't know how they work with anybody else. But with me in this Tagline Ministry, whenever you overcome something, there's always a reward. And the Lord told me this morning, he said, you know, you could have prayed, because he had told me about this window that the Tagline is in and that I'm in, this window that he has open for this ministry. He said, you could have prayed for money. You could have prayed for houses and stuff. But you asked me to increase your understanding so that you could be able to get people to comprehend and understand me. He said, I'm going to bless you for that. And the way God blesses me is he gives me knowledge and words, and he blesses me through people. He'll send somebody with the part B, because I might only have A, or they might have A, B, and I have C, D. But he always blesses me, and I'm thankful for it. And you know why? Because I don't hoard nothing. Thank you, God. The last page just printed out. I want you to open your Bible. I want you, first of all, you know, let's confess all of our sins, because you're not going to get this in an unclean temple, and you're not going to get this with any kind of selfish motivation in your heart. You ain't going to get it. I'm telling you now. And you're not going to get it with any perverseness. You're not going to get it if you think you're going to get it and make people pay you for it. You ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it. Now, I understand God say the workman is worthy of his hire, but God ain't never told us to sell his blessings. I hope you get that. The minute you put a price on it, the anointing level goes down. Because how can you put a price on anything of God's? Well, I've warned you. If you try to do that, you're going to be sorry. You're going to be real sorry. I got this thing printed out. The paper don't have no holes in it. I couldn't even use any three-ring paper in the printer when I finally got it working. And I didn't get it working until about 6:04, 6:05. But I purposed in my heart that I was going to print this out today. I got to turn it into a PDF in case you need to read it. You will need to read it. Open your Bible to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. Can somebody post that? Jessica, in the chat room, somebody. Isaiah 11. I'm going to go over this. I know I'm going to go over an hour because I'm already late. I will post this on the YouTube. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. Ask God, help me receive. Help me receive. Let your power be greater than any hindering spirits in me. He did it for me. He allowed me to print it. I had to be patient. I already had to know that the devil was going to try to hinder this. If it was something that he might be able to trick somebody with, oh, he would let that go. But you see, it's no trickery. No counterfeit can squeeze in here either. Did you post that, Isaiah? Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. I'm reading from the King James Version. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge, fear of the Lord. And it shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, if you haven't done so already, you must ask the Lord yourself as an act of your own will. Ask the Lord to baptize you and baptize you again in the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, you have to do this so that the seven spirits of the Lord will rest upon you, especially those of you that are called to serve the Lord. You see, you can be blessed by God to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders, as Jesus did. Again, Isaiah 11, and there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. I found it interesting this morning when I went on the Bible Gateway to look something up. The scripture for the day is, I am the vine, and you are the branches. I thought, man, thank you, God. You're really driving this home this morning. I say, you need to stop right now, whatever you're doing. And you need to ask God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost with fire. You see, some of you thought that once you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that was it. John the Baptist said, there cometh one after me whose shoe latches I am not worthy to tie up. John the Baptist said, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Some of you don't have that fire. Some of you ain't never asked God for that fire. But that is what the Bible says. If somebody posts that scripture, there cometh one after me, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The reason this is so important is that these seven spirits are, we could call them seven mantles, are the seven expressions of the one Holy Spirit that Jesus operated in within his earthly ministry. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the way cities. the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. Verse 7, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offering among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge. Satan, go! Go! I break your power this morning. I cut off your communications. Verse 9. Shall come to pass. It's coming to pass right now. Go! And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him or her. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. When you operate in the spirits of the Lord, post this on here for me, please. When you operate in the spirits of the Lord, you operate under an open heaven. God, charge my soul with this morning. When you operate in the spirits of the Lord, you operate under an open heaven. I had to get up and get out of South Carolina, move me and everybody with me and everything with me to Georgia. Because God said, I'm going to put you under an open heaven. I thought he meant under here. No, 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 no. That was for them, in order to get me to move. But the Holy Ghost made it very clear to me. Jesus operated under an open heaven. It's right there. Coming up out of the water, Jesus immediately saw the heavens open and the Spirit descending up on him like a dove. Mark chapter 1, verse 10. Different Bibles use the word parting in place of the word opened. So the Holy Ghost said, now read it like that. And I read it. He immediately saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending up on him like a dove. The word parting means out of a torn habit. Jesus ministers from out of an opening in heaven. I minister from out of an opening in heaven. But the Bible says Jesus, with the fullness of the Holy Spirit upon him, there was nothing he couldn't do. The Holy Spirit, after being here a year, however long we've been here, going on two, he made it clear to me today. Started on yesterday. An open heaven means that there are no restrictions between you and God. The Bible clearly tells us that the Spirit was given to Jesus without measure. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without measure to him. You see, brothers and sisters, the Father loves the Son and has placed all things into his hands. John chapter 3, verse 34 and 35. Jesus moved in the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, or the mantle of wisdom and knowledge. Isaiah 61 said of Jesus, Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Up on me. This is why. This is why Jesus could heal every disease, cast out every devil, command storms to be still, and raise the dead. Jesus received the Spirit in fullness. We are called to live in a place of perpetual flow, a place of perpetual flow of God's own Holy Spirit. Now, understand something. You're not going to do this for the devils and demons. I don't care what you think. You're not greater than Jesus. He didn't have any. None. So hold your horses. Those of you been lying to yourself and thinking you're going to move like this, shut your mind down. It ain't going to happen. God can't even look upon sin. How he going to move through it? You won't even allow the sin to get out your body by allowing Jesus to heal you. It ain't going to happen. The Bible says Jesus healed all and every time because Jesus operated through, in, and by, or by way of the seven spirits of the Lord. Now, I want to define those seven spirits for you this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The phrase up on me refers to your personal relationship with the Lord. It refers to your ability to experience His manifest presence in your life. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with his own Holy Spirit and with his own power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let's talk about Peter. Peter felt, better word would be experienced. Peter experienced the manifest presence of the Lord. But look how he moved. Look how Peter moved. Those of you that say, well, I'm like Peter. No, you're not. If you lack the ability to repent and change and be sorrowful to God, no, you're not. If you lack the ability to receive God's restoration and his healing, no, you're not. In Acts chapter 3, verse 7, Peter was ministering to one person and operating in the gifts of the Spirit. Peter took the man by the right hand and raised him up. The Bible says immediately ankles were strengthened, Acts 3 and 7. Healing occurred with the power of God's own Holy Spirit. This would have been Peter ministering at a lower level. However, Peter could also minister at a greater level. The Bible says they even brought the sick out into the streets and place them on beds and mats, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might touch some of them. You see, crowds also came out of the cities surrounding Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were afflicted by evil spirits, and they were all healed, which meant that Peter ministered more according to more than one level of anointing. That's in Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Peter, through the power of God's own Holy Spirit, healed all of the crowd, just like Jesus did. Peter was a normal person who healed them all. You see, during the course of Peter's life, Peter became a believer first. Then Peter became a disciple of Jesus. Peter was not Jesus, the Son of God. But Peter was walking under an open heaven. Peter was moving through, in, and by an anointing of the seven spirits of the Lord. The presence, Spirit of God, was so strong on Peter that people were able to be healed and delivered just by coming into his presence, as they said, under his shadow. Peter went from operating in the gifts of God's own Holy Spirit to actually flowing, hear me this morning, in the power of God's own Holy Spirit. Peter's entire ministry changed when he operated out of a parting of heaven and had the seven spirits of the Lord resting upon him. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom is the ability to do something beyond the natural with divine intervention. The spirit of wisdom is a supernatural combination of wisdom from the word of God mixed with God's own Holy Spirit revelation. The spirit of wisdom gives you deep insights into the word of God, as well as, at the same time, practical application in the way that you communicate it so that others can easily understand it. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart, out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water." John chapter 7, verse 38. It says, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone serves, let him serve with the strength that God supplies, so that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus." So that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 4:11. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding helps us to articulate the revelation of God's word that we have been shown and or given. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know What is the hope of his calling? And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance among the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. When we set our heart toward his word, out of your spirit, through your soul, you will have God's understanding. Understanding that operates with authority. Understanding that operates with confidence and boldness. And understanding, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. The spirit of understanding. Understanding that portrays God's confidence instead of your own weak and flawed self-confidence. An understanding that provides a knowing within your own spirit, your own soul, and in your own body that through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of counsel engages with, works together, and acts together within your inner man. Listening for and taking heed to God's counsel, because its one desire is to please God through the spirit of obedience, and with a supernatural discipline to follow and obey God's instructions. You know the greatest deliverance story in the Bible? The story of Job. Job once moved in this kind of anointing. In Job, Job said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my autumn youth, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was still with me, when my children were around me, when my steps were bathed in butter, and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me." Job 29:2-6. You see, brothers and sisters, you can ask God to pour out a river of counsel upon you, a river of oil flowing from you and out to others. The spirit of might. The spirit of might, brothers and sisters, imparts power. The spirit of might imparts strength. The spirit of might imparts a greater anointing. But the anointing is to see God's plan come into manifestation on earth as it is in heaven, and also within your own life Isaiah called him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Spirit of Might, strengthens your faith. The Spirit of Might is what gives you that God confidence, that God will do it, that not only will he do it, but that he will do it all the time, every time, even if you don't see it manifest. The Bible says many people received from God when they were in the act of believing. You see, the power that enables from God, that dunamis power, is the power that enabled Jesus and his disciples to perform miracles and signs and wonders, brothers and sisters, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, enduring everything with perseverance and patience, joyfully. Colossians 1:11. The power that Almighty God gives us allows us to walk, talk, live, breathe, move, and lay down, and get back up in the anointing that he would give you according to the riches of his glory. Power to be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. God desires, and his desire is always fulfilled. Did you hear me? When God desires something, it is done. It is done in us if we just surrender. Hear me this morning. If we just surrender to his way, and allow his will to give us his inner power in order for us to be able to release his power outwardly from us to others in the form of miracles, signs, and wonders. Spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge is the knowledge of God. Knowledge allowing us to know who God is. Knowledge allowing us to know and possess the intimate knowledge and deep thoughts of our Creator. Isaiah 11:9. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Knowledge, God's knowledge, is the ability to see from God's perspective. Living in the spirit of knowledge allows deep fellowship and understanding of the Lord. The spirit of knowledge also operates when God imparts something that you can't find in the scriptures by name, but it is there because he has put the knowledge of it in your heart through his word, allowing you, as you spend time with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, allowing him to impute that knowledge or impart it by way of divine revelation. The spirit of fear of the Lord. The spirit of fear of the Lord. The Lord God, our Father, is awe and wonder. And the spirit of fear of the Lord is possessing the wonderment of God, the amazement of God, the astonishment of God. That is completed, manifested through your admiration of God. It is the respect and reverence of God. And it assists us in being obedient to the word and obedient to the Lord God. It assists us in being obedient to his instructions. It is a very profound, supernatural trusting in God, which brings you into a complete inward faith, knowing that God is who he says he is, and that God does what he says he will do. It is trusting God's word. It is an innate supernatural ability to claim God's promises with a manifestation of the calling forth of God's truth. God himself, Jesus, and God's own Holy Spirit bless us truly when we live in this kind of relationship. Fear of God, reverence of God, love and obedience to God. It will bring you into your own personal experience that will never lift off of you, but that you can push it off of you to sin. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you because the Lord has anointed you to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent you to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. For you to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. For you to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you and the body of Christ and the men and women of God might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, that you would build the old waste, that you would raise up the former desolations, that you would repair the waste cities. And he says, and strangers stand and feed your flocks. That the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But that you would be called, you would be named the priest of the Lord. The men shall call you the ministers of our God, and that you would eat the riches of the Gentiles and their glory. You boast yourselves. For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portions. Therefore, in your land, in their land, in God's land, you shall possess the double and everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. God says, I will direct your work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you and your seed shall be known among the unbelievers and their offspring among the people. All that see you shall acknowledge you, that you are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Brothers and sisters, there is more. You hear me this morning? A lot more. God says, for I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. God says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. I want you to lift your hands up to the Lord right now. Confess you're a sinner. Ask God to extend grace and mercy to you and to baptize you. Spirits of God. Don't go to him with no lies. You're not going to get it. Tell him. You've been saved by grace. Forgive you for your sins. And baptize you in his seven spirits. To baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, enabling you to receive the baptism, enabling you to receive the fruits of the seven spirits of God. Lift your hands up. The Bible says God sent Jesus to bless you and to turn you away from all of your iniquity, all of your transgressions, and all of your sins. Ask him to give you the fear of the Lord, to anoint you, that the heavens will part over you, and you will flow and the seven spirits of God. You see, can't nobody do it for you. And God knows whether you're lying or telling the truth. I'll see you tomorrow on the deadline. Come on in. Come on in.
Everybody likes to take a love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, it's your birthday.
Oh, You morning people. No, I'm serious.
You morning people. You morning people. You wonderful, blessed, privileged people of God. That's all I can say. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful thing to have your dream come true. My dream was being able to connect, reconnect people to Jesus. And Jesus connect people to God. Come, Lord Jesus. Come.